Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Because I have Lacey K. Booth in my home, in my studio with me right now. What's up?
You have a beautiful home, first
Thank
of all.
You. Thank you.
I feel like I have been so busy lately, but thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, your life has been quite the whirlwind, I would say.
Lately, for sure.
When did lately start?
Oh gosh, radio tour, I think.
How do you radio tour in the pandemic?
So we were actually going to go on actual radio tour, like in August. Yeah. And then right, like a couple days before we were supposed to leave, we got told like the Delta variant was getting worse. So we just made it all virtual and we zoom in with these radio stations and it's great. It's intense.
Yeah. That's kind of, I feel like that's kind of maybe a better way to do it. Back in my day, I was an artist and I feel like we were on radio tour for like 2 years, just like
really?
Always going around yep. different radio stations. Well, and then you used to play you shows play for shows. Them.
That's what I'm about to start doing.
So are fairs and festivals, they're back?
Radio shows.
And radio shows?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, as much as they can, as much as we all can just
I like two this week.
Oh my God. Mm. Okay, so you're 26 years old.
Yes.
You were top five American Idol season two reboot. Explain this to me. I'm so old and I'm trying not to be choogy, but like I just learned what choogy meant.
Me too.
Oh God. Okay, great. And you're young and hip. So that makes
TikTok.
Me TikTok teaches you everything.
Everything.
And you they also are the ones that broke the news that skinny jeans are out. So I hate
Oh,
TikTok
I know. So how, what are you supposed to wear with boots?
Well, see, you're a trendsetter and a style maker, so you can just tell everyone, put it on TikTok, and then let's follow your lead. Let's be like, skinny jeans are actually back in, and mom style is the way to go.
Inside parts.
Inside parts. Yes. Okay, so you're 26. Tell me about the American Idol season. It was American Idol season two reboot.
So they started over. It used to be on Fox, and now it's on ABC. So they started over after season 15. So I was technically on season two. That's what they call it, but I was on season 17 is what I like to tell people because it makes more sense.
Were you so excited, nervous? What were the feelings? Because you come from a small town.
It's a very small town.
How many people in your town?
Like 5,000.
And you know everyone?
Basically.
Was everyone in love with you?
Oh my gosh, they were so, like after Idol, everybody was so supportive, but no.
But before?
No, I was so introverted. No.
You were introvert?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh,
100%. What does that look like? What does introverted...
Well, I kind of forced myself to be extroverted. Like I made myself try out for cheerleading and I was a cheerleader for 7 years.
Were you freaked out when you had to do like shows in front of the whole school?
Yeah. Well, I was always the girl who sang too, but I wouldn't talk. I would just get up there and sing the national anthem and then I'd people would be like, you did a great job. I'd be like, thanks.
So what? So I'm not really introverted. What goes on in an introvert's head when you have a big performance to do and you know you like want to do the actual skill, talent thing that you have, but doing it in front of the people is a big part of it as well. Like what?
Right.
What do you? How do you deal with those feelings?
I feel like there's so many emotions at once, and you're just trying to keep yourself together because. I had my first like panic, full-blown panic attack on Idol. Like, oh, before,
like on stage.
Right. Before, I think it was like top six. And it was just getting too much, like between the social media and having to do interviews all the time and like being in front of all those people and knowing when that red light comes on.
The red light like thing's a real thing, right?
6 million. Yeah.
Like, because everyone says like the red light comes on and like you red freeze.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sort of having mild heart palpitations right now thinking about this. Like all of a sudden, and here's like Katy Perry,
Ryan Seacrest, Luke Bryan,
and Bobby Bones all sitting in front of you, as well as 6 million people. And American Idol is not just like some casual show that people think is choogy. It's really hot, you know? Like it's the happening thing. So everyone cool's watching it. You know, celebrities are watching
it. Stevie Nicks watched it. That's what I was like.
See, and she, you can now probably actually like sing a duet with her because of it.
Gosh,
you
know? I wish. Yeah.
If you would have done one with her on American Idol.
I would fall on the floor and die.
Yeah, so I'm glad you did that. Okay, so tell me what happened in that panic attack. Like, how did you get there? Oh,
gosh. I just remember I got off the phone with my mom because I knew something was wrong. I just felt off and I was about to go on stage and I called her and she was like, are you okay? Like, she could just tell in my voice. And I was like, yeah, I got to go. Love you. And she was like, dude, good luck. And then immediately I just started like, I couldn't breathe, couldn't catch my breath. I walked. We weren't supposed to like go anywhere backstage. We weren't supposed to, but I just like left the room that we were held up in and just started walking. And producers started following me because they knew something was wrong. And I just couldn't catch my breath and cried all my makeup off. And they had to like touch me up real quick and went back on stage.
So did the crying relieve the panic attack?
Yeah, I felt like it did. Yeah. Well, also a producer was like, she put water on my hands, like my palms.
So you could like feel it and concentrate on that. Yeah.
And then she was like, this is going to help. Don't worry about crying your makeup off. You're fine. And just like hugged me. And then I was good.
You have to get it out and you have to recenter.
Right. Wow. I think that's what I was holding in so many emotions during the time.
What are the emotions that someone holds in when you were on American Idol? Now you have made it to top six. You are like hot thing on TV, everyone's loving you, voting for you, you're winning people's approval. I mean, that's stressful. You have to win votes.
Right. Don't do anything stupid. Don't say anything stupid. That's what's going on in my mind.
I know. Do you ever forget the words? Or is there like prompters?
Well, no, there's no prompters for the lyrics. Just for like
this
Brian
so
when
much
he talks.
Pressure for people who have never had like any kind of like that much exposure, all of a sudden to have all this at once. I mean, that is throwing you to the wolves.
Yeah,
you're
I felt like
anything
it.
Now. That's like the
I know.
Intense boot camp you could
exactly.
ever have.
Exactly. I called it a boot camp. That's exactly what it was. Yeah. Intense.
Mm-hmm. So once you get through that, it's like, okay. Right. Okay. So you get to like the final few episodes. How do you start feeling when you're starting to get towards the end? Like, oh my gosh, like you are like making it. And I remember in your audition, Luke Bryan wanted to like call you the winner. I could tell.
Oh,
and everyone's
so
like, with some coaches, you commit to your soulful voice. Right. Everyone really wants you to stay in your lane because they know you're special, which I thought was so cool. All those artists were saying that from the beginning.
Right.
They were like, you have something special. Don't do what everyone tells you to do because you have something special.
Right. They thought that I would get lost up there in the belters. And,
yes.
Yeah. Because, I mean, I was scared of that, too. Like, I hear a beautiful voice I can belt, I get really intimidated, you know, because I could never do that. I've always had a soft voice. So,
but what you have is so special.
Thank you.
And I told you that when you walked in, like I am jaded because I'm so surrounded by amazing talent, which is a huge blessing to be in Nashville and be surrounded by all this talent. But your voice is so special.
Thank you so much.
That is so special.
Thank you. That means the world to me. It really does. I felt like my whole life I've been wanting to be a Norah Jones or a Stevie Nicks because those were my idols since I was little, and I just wanted to do what they do.
Did you develop this tone on your own? Like, was this a tone you were trying to develop, or did it just come out naturally?
I feel like it somewhat came out naturally because I knew I couldn't hit high notes. And when I was younger, I wanted to sing like Martina McBride because that was like one of my mom's favorite singers. And I couldn't. And so I think I heard Stevie Nicks' voice on the radio when my stepdad was taking me to school one morning. And I was like, oh, she has like a raspy voice. I mean, it's not as soft as Nora's, but, and then I heard Nora's voice and I was like, this works. Like, this can actually work. Mm-hmm. You can do something with it. You don't have to always belt.
Well, and I think that's the thing, especially with women. Like, you feel like, you know, women singers are belters, like you said. Right. But, like, there's this whole other tone and vibe that you can put out there. Like, nobody just wants, like, one flavor all the time. You need it all.
Right. Exactly.
So I think it's, oh, I just think it's so exciting. Like, hearing you, I have stalked you so hard. I can't stop. I'm like, I actually would just, like, repeat your songs. Treasure.
Oh, my gosh. You like Treasure?
That, when that one comes out, I feel like that's going to be your, like, Before He Cheats. Like, I think that is going to be the song that, like, is catapults you to massive
stardom, in my opinion. Because
Treasure is like, whoa, this is it. Tell me about that song.
It's a fun one. I we had all, I think, eight songs picked out to record.
Because you wrote like 300 songs during quarantine?
Right, during quarantine. Gosh,
a lot of writing. Are you writing? That's like more than every day.
Yeah, I felt like it was, I mean, I would write a lot like by myself too, but I took a break. I had to, because it was just like,
what do you write about for 300 songs? Like, what's on your mind?
You know, I thought being like in the pandemic and being in a one bedroom apartment, it would be like really hard to be inspired by stuff. I live with my boyfriend and my two dogs.
Okay. So you weren't all alone in the pandemic, because that's a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. So you,
a lot.
Well, I guess, you know, if you're going to like make it or break it with your boyfriend, if you survive the pandemic.
Right. That's when I wrote Used to You. I sat down to write it as a breakup song.
Oh, you were going to break up with it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we were in a one bedroom apartment. Like, it was just like, I never lived with anybody before in my life, but my parents. So
that will test you.
Yeah.
So you're like, okay, I'm going to hear, you're like, okay, boyfriend, I'm going to give you this song and then I'm going to be gone by the time it's over, but we're broken up.
Basically. Yeah. Right.
Is
right.
that how you're going to drop it?
Yeah. I mean, the title is Used to You. Like, I'm, you know, I sat down to write it as like a breakup song, and then I was like, it's not a breakup song. I really like this guy and I want it to work, and I think I'm used to him in all the right ways.
Oh. And y'all been together forever?
4 years. 4 years on the 17th.
Okay, so what were you writing about during this pandemic, these 300 songs? You're coming off American Idol. I guess your radio tours kind of paused for a minute, and all everything's sort of paused. So you're just like writing. You haven't started recording your album or your collection yet.
Right.
I love that it's called a collection. That means you can keep adding to it.
Right.
Love. This is so fitting for Dreamy Country.
Thank you.
What are you writing about? What's inspiring you? And what are you pouring into these songs?
I was writing a lot of love songs at the time, and also a lot of just like mental health songs, because I felt like,
talk to me about that.
During that time, it was, I think for everybody, it was kind of hard to, you know, stay sane. And when you're just inside all the time and no connections you can make with people, it was kind of hard. But I started reading some books and watching TV shows and trying to write about what I was reading and seeing on TV.
What helped. Do you gravitate towards when you read a book? Like, what are you looking for in a book?
I like thrillers. I do. Yeah. But lately I've been wanting to get into the like romance novels, because I feel like that would kind of make like my writing better when it comes to love songs.
Interesting.
Maybe. I don't know. We'll see.
I get too scared with thrillers. I can't watch anything that's really scary. Oh, my mind shuts down. I'm like, have too fragile of a mind. I can't put anything. I already have too much going on.
I can't watch it at night.
Oh, no.
No. I can't watch any scary movies at night.
I used to be addicted to CSI Miami, and I watch it all the time, and I just had terrible, terrible nightmares.
Really?
And it just made me so fearful. All of a sudden, I knew terrible things that could happen that I never knew before.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it can get kind of,
but people get
you down
it.
That hole. Yeah.
Okay, so you signed a big machine. Tell me, did you know that was going to happen? Were you shopping for record deals? How did you get your record deal? Because now here you are. You've been dreaming about this your whole life.
Right.
You go on American Idol.
Mm-hmm.
What prompted you to go on American Idol?
I had tried out for The Voice twice already and got rejected. So I was like, no more rejection. So I was like, no, I'm not trying out for any other TV show. Even though American Idol was like something I watched since I was really little. I voted for Carrie Underwood. I was just,
and then you like met her.
I
and
know,
like connected
that
with
was
her.
Crazy.
That has but to be weird when you meet people that you've like loved
it,
your whole life.
It was. I was just like looking at her like, are you real?
I know.
I did the same thing to Katy Perry too. It's like, are you real? You look porcelain.
She does.
She's perfect.
So you decided to give it a whirl with American Idol.
I did. I was like in college commuting back and forth from my house. I still lived with my parents, and 30 hours away from my bachelor's degree, because that's what my mom and stepdad always told me. Go get your bachelor's degree and then you can move off and do the whole singing thing, just so you have a backup plan. And I was like, okay. And 30 hours away from my degree, and my mom was like, American Idol's having tryouts in Houston, you should go.
Your mom was the one that did it.
Mm-hmm. And a producer had reached out and got me in front of the line pass. So okay. That helped. But she was like, I really think you should do it. So she drove me, pretty much pushed me out of the car. I had flashcards, like studying, like from one of my tests. And she was like, you need to go in. You just need to try.
Wait, is this your mom?
Yes. Oh, yeah. She's mama. So sweet.
Your mom's like your ride or die.
She, my best friend.
Yeah.
My ride or die. Exactly. And she like pushed me out of the car. I had forgot my ID that day. So I was like, I'm probably not even going to get in. And I did. And I sang. And what was really intimidating about that process is that at the open call auditions, they'll have like three tables set up with a producer at each table and just a room full of people.
Just
and
who?
People who are auditioning.
Oh, and so you have to audition in front of other people who are auditioning?
While they're singing. So you'll have three people singing at the same time with this room full of people that are
you
listening.
Mixing songs? Is it like it's cats crying? I feel like that would just like give me so much anxiety.
Especially when you're singing and like somebody who's like belting starts singing.
How can you focus on your song?
That was like the most nerve-wracking part. I was like, I don't even know if I can.
So there's a room of people waiting to audition while three people are auditioning. Are there like judges before the main judge that you have to get through?
Yeah, producers. Mm-hmm.
So, and that's also like subjective, because like what if your three producers were like, oh, I don't feel
right. What if they
like,
only
what if
like
three producers in the next spot would have like felt it?
Right.
It's
right.
So much magic is involved in all this.
It really is. I was like, I feel so lucky to have gotten the producer that I did, because I don't know what other.
Everyone mm-hmm. sees everyone's gift. Like one man's trash is
right,
another.
Right.
You know, you should have called me to do that with you.
But, I love that.
I mean, you know, it's like true.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Time is a luxury for us, especially if you're a mom. That's why we need a skincare routine that's easy, fast, and gives us results. Plus, what if your products had thousands of five-star reviews, were natural and affordable? Well, say hello to Dime Beauty. Dime Beauty is clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Not sure where to start? I highly recommend the Work System. It's everything you need in one powerful package. Take out the guesswork with a proven routine that includes a gentle yet effective cleanser, a super skin toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers. See what everyone is raving about. From serum sets to the always sold-out retinol alternative TBT cream, you'll find your perfect skincare match. Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to DimeBeautyCO.com for 20% off with code GETDIME. That's Dime. DimeBeautyCO.com, code GETDIME for 20% off.
So all the stars have to align and everything has to like, that's why.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. I felt like it was really magical like the entire time.
Did you have a great experience?
I did. I think the only thing that was kind of like a crutch was getting used to all the social media stuff, like all the comments. And
do people, what are they, nice?
There's both. There's people who are so super nice and supportive, and then there's people who they'll judge you from head to toe. And it's just something I think a lot of people are going through with this TikTok thing.
Yeah. How do you navigate that being in the public eye?
They told me during top 20. Oh no. Once we got to top 40, the producer said, whatever you do, do not read the comments. Do not read them. And I was like, I did the opposite. I like read every single one because I just want to know what people thought, you know? And, completely, I mean, ruined me. My mom would come down every weekend and I would just like lay in her lap and just cry. Like I was just so bent out of shape about, and you could read like 1,000 great comments and then that one bad one about yourself would just completely tear you up. Like it just sticks, it would stick to my brain and I would just, that's what all I would think about. And, but then I learned my lesson and I was like, no more reading comments. But I grew a thicker skin. I'm kind of grateful for it because now I'm like, anybody could say anything to me and I'd be like, okay, I've already heard it.
Projection of your own life that you're living in.
Right.
Nothing to do with you.
Right. Because you have to be a certain kind of miserable to go out and try to attack somebody, a complete stranger online.
So what is it like skyrocketing from fame? From like a town of 5,000, you've always been musical. You've always had this gift. You've always been a performer.
Right.
But now you're like, you have stardom around you. What is that like? How do you transition from those very extreme opposites so quickly? And you don't have like a buffer period. There's not like, oh, let's just work our way into this and gradually gain fans. And like, it's like, bam.
Right. It was, there was a lot of times that I would not post on social media just because it would just be like, okay, 220,000 people are going to see this. And like, you know, it's weird going from like just a small group of people, you know, is going to see this about you and then to that many people. But, it was an adjustment because I felt like right after Idol, I got to spend a few months at home and then I moved and I thought I was coming back for a couple months, but I was like, no, I don't want to. And I got an apartment
in Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a big, so now you're moving to Nashville.
Right. Right.
And you don't probably know that many people. Maybe some people from the show.
Only knew my manager.
I mean, how'd you meet
your
manager?
I just met her. And there's a deal with Red Light and American Idol.
Oh, great.
Yep.
Well, you got the best one.
Oh, Red Light. I know. Uh-huh. I know. Uh-huh. From the moment I met her, I was like, that's the one.
And I have to say, I enjoy working with females. It's great to have men too, but it's like really nice to have females.
Yeah, completely. Yeah. She gets it.
She's in the room, so that's why we're talking nice about her. I'm just kidding. Truly, Rachel's the best.
She is.
Okay, so then you move to Nashville. Are you signed to Big Machine yet? When does the record deal happen? Because you don't automatically get a record deal when you're top five from American Idol, or do you?
No, they have to, you know, pick you up.
You have to go, like, get one, hunt it down.
Right. Well, I was already signed with 19. They ended up picking me up. No, 19. It's a label from Idol. So,
oh, okay. So
I'm signed with Big Machine and 19.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So they ended up picking me up after the show, and then they actually paid for me to come to Nashville and be here for a few months. And but I knew once those 3 months were up that I would need to have like a record deal in Nashville to be able to afford to be in Nashville, or
so
a publishing
what did you
deal, or
do,
you know,
to go get one. Like, how do you, do you go like knock on people's doors? Like, how do you go get a record deal?
I think what really started the buzz was I started writing a lot with different writers and made those connections. And then once, you know, people like publishing people were, I guess my name was kind of circulating that way. And then Big Machine caught up on it. But I will say, how my whole record deal kickstarted was I had a meeting with Dan Huff, who is my producer.
So good.
And actually Autumn House from Red Light brought me over there, and because she knows him, and we had a meeting and we were just talking, and I played him one song and he was like, I want to produce you. And I was like, what? And so that was December of 2019, and I think he had a Christmas party with Jimmy Harnon, which is the president of my
Jimmy.
Label. Me too.
He's so great. I love Jimmy.
And then, so he showed him some of my music, and then we had a meeting in January 2020. And then that's when we were, you know, I didn't actually sign until August of 2020 because the pandemic hit.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I always like to ask people, what is it like when you actually live your dreams? So many people have these big dreams and they just keep them as dreams because dreams are, especially big dreams, are often right. hard to come true.
Right.
You are living your dreams. So what is that like? You have national exposure, people are loving you, you're signed to a major management, major record deal, you performed with some superstars, like you are on the radar of country music, which is what you've always wanted.
Right.
What always. Does it feel like? Does it feel like it felt in your dreams?
It does sometimes. I think I tell people I have imposter syndrome because sometimes I'm like,
oh, me too.
This
Everyone
really, yeah. I'm like, is this really the life I'm living? Like, I cannot believe this. Like, what? Like, something magical is going on because, like, I've always, you know, prayed for it. I've always wished for it. There's moments where I'll be like, Lacey, stop and really, like, appreciate this moment because, I mean, look at what you're doing. And then I'll just sit there and be like, thank you, God. Because it's just something I've always wanted.
All the details and the extra parts and the grind behind it, though, did you know about any of
no.
that? Because so many people are like, you have this dream and it's all glamorous.
But right.
then, like, talk to me about the actual grind behind the dream, because that's like behind Ozzy, the Wizard of Oz, when you open the curtain, yeah. and talking, it's like, oh, there's this whole other world.
You're
of
right.
really hard
right.
work all
right.
the time and
you need to be on like all the time.
You can't have a bad day.
No, and you can't show it
for
sure.
People need to see your best because
right.
you're presenting yourself, which is a brand.
Right.
It's interesting when you are the brand.
Oh, I know. I'm still getting used to that. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
And everyone who sees you expects you to be your brand.
Right.
So you can't be in a bad mood. You can't have a bad day. Like,
exactly.
Because what if that one person
right.
sees you and never forgets that? They'd be like, well, Lacey was so mean to me. Or
I know,
you know.
I know.
That's a lot of pressure, isn't it?
It really is. It's a grind for sure. All of it. All the behind the scenes. It is. And I don't think I was prepared mentally for how much, you know, you would have to be on. And like I said, I'm pretty introverted naturally. So having, you know, to talk and just do interviews, and that's something that I was I'm glad that it's kind of getting me out of my shell. I'm glad for it.
Okay, so talk to me about your mom. Talk to me about your relationship with her.
I love her so much.
She had you when she was
17.
Mm-hmm. And it was you and her.
Yep. Yeah, well, her and my dad got married for a year and then divorced, but yeah, it was just me and her.
And your dad, because I watched a lot of your videos, he wasn't necessarily like super present in your childhood, right?
Right, right. Yeah, he's a Texas music artist, so he...
Okay.
He,
and what's his name so we can go...
Jody Booth.
Jody Booth.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great Texas name.
I know. He was playing gigs all around Texas when I was growing up. So, I mean, he was grinding, he was working hard, he was chasing his dream. So, I don't knock him for that. But we did. I tell people that whenever I think I was 15, he took me on a trip to Arkansas to record because he had heard that I was, you know, getting into the music thing. And I mean, he'd known it, but he'd heard that I started writing for my mom. My mom called him and said she's been writing her own songs. And so he was like, I want to take you up to Arkansas. And I know this guy who has a studio. And
look, I'm already going to cry.
I know.
Like, I already have tears coming in my eyes. I don't even know where the story's going, but the tears are here.
He was like, I want you to come up to the studio and record a couple songs that you've been writing. And I was like, okay. And it was a long drive. It felt like a long drive. And I remember looking over at him and being like, who is this guy? Like, I feel like I know him, but I don't know him at the same time. And so we just started bonding. Like,
that has to be such
over,
a weird feeling. Like, who is this guy?
Yeah.
That's your dad.
Right, right. And then, I mean, the whole town knew he was because he was, you know, famous in a small town. And they'd be like, where's your dad at this weekend? Or you're Jody Booth's daughter. And it just feels so weird sometimes, I remember.
So you didn't have much time with him, really?
No. I mean, he would come get me some holidays, and I would get to spend a little bit of time with him, and we'd always bond over music. Mm-hmm. But I think that, I tell people that Arkansas trip was like a turning point in a little bit of a way, just because I got to know him a little better, and he got to know me a little better. And from then on, we've been building our relationship.
Were you able to share your hearts a lot more vulnerably because you could speak to each other through music?
Right.
I know that sounds so cheesy.
Oh, like, no,
I'm
no.
I'm not saying it, but like really, like, your hearts could speak through music.
100%.
So you could kind 100%. Of write songs with each other and like get definitely. To know each other's souls.
Show each other songs. Like, well, have you heard this song? You know? Yeah.
That definitely. That is so special.
Yeah. And then he would like help me, you know, like I had taught myself. He taught me my first three guitar chords. Then I taught myself, you know, a lot more via the internet. And then he would like help me with my technique. And I mean, just, yeah, he's been really great.
Have y'all written together?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Is it fun writing with him?
Well, before I moved to Nashville, I'd only ever written by myself and with him. But I wouldn't say we wrote together. I would write a song and I'd take it to him and he'd like, you know, and
help you
revise and edit it.
That's cool. Yeah. So you were like in songwriting school.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, definitely.
What do you love the most about your relationship with your mom?
Oh my gosh. I feel like I can tell her anything and she, you know, no matter what, she'll always support me and love me, but she always tells me when I'm wrong. Like,
oh,
she's very
wonderful.
Very blunt, and she's always been that way with me.
But
she's
that's just really, really helpful.
It's really helpful. It really is, because I'm always gonna need that for sure. Mm-hmm.
I love that so much. Okay, so talk to me about your songs that you have on your collection. Shuffle is your single.
Yes.
And it's kind of describing you as a person and like dating life. Talk to me about this. And should your boyfriend be worried? I feel like your boyfriend's hanging in there. He's doing good.
Oh, he's hanging in there. Yeah, definitely. I was on my way to write this song and I wrote it with my buddy Sam Ellis and Derek Sutherland, and I was on my way to Sam's house and just driving, and I didn't really have any ideas for the day, and I don't remember if I just started thinking about my grandma or if the song Stand By Your Man actually came on, but for some reason I started thinking about my grandma and how she would we would have karaoke nights on her back porch, and everybody in my family on my mom's side loves to sing karaoke.
Oh, okay. So you're musical all over the place.
Oh yeah. My dad's whole side of the family, they're all musicians, and yeah. So we would have karaoke parties and my grandma would get up there and sing Stand By Your Man by Tammy Wynette and dedicate it to my grandpa. And she's so funny. She'd be like, this one's for you, Frank. And
because she's been a saint standing by.
Oh, 100%. He was
Frank's lucky to have her.
Yeah. He was a wild one back in the day, but she picked up the kids and left and moved towns, and he was like, okay, I got to straighten up, and then moved,
okay.
Moved and met her, and he's been an angel ever since. He's just the best person. And anyway, that's truly her song to him. And I was thinking about it, and I was like, what is my song and my relationship? And then I just jokingly said, I'm somewhere between Stand By Your Man and Goodbye Earl. And I was like, that's kind of harsh. So I didn't say it in the ride. I was like, I was trying to explain to them what I was thinking. I was like, I'm somewhere between Stand By Your Man and for a minute, they were like, what is this girl talking about? And then Derek, my co-writer, kind of filled in the blank. He was like, and Earl Had to Die, that song. And I was like, you said it. I didn't have to say it. So I don't have to be the man hater.
You know? Oh, I love it so much.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Time is a luxury for us, especially if you're a mom. That's why we need a skincare routine that's easy, fast, and gives us results. Plus, what if your products had thousands of five-star reviews? Were natural and affordable? Well, say hello to Dime Beauty. Dime Beauty is clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Not sure where to start? I highly recommend the Work System. It's everything you need in one powerful package. Take out the guesswork with a proven routine that includes a gentle yet effective cleanser, a super skin toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers. See what everyone is raving about. From serum sets to the always sold out retinol alternative TBT cream, you'll find your perfect skincare match. Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com for 20% off with code GETDIME. That's dimebeautyco.com, code GETDIME for 20% off.
Okay, and then you have to tell me about Treasure. Where did that one come from? Because I'm like obsessed with Treasure.
Oh my gosh. So
I can't get enough of all of them, but Treasure's like stuck in my head.
It can get stuck in your head. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. We had all 8 songs, you know, ready to record, and then I had written Treasure like last minute, and Jimmy.
It's always last minute.
I know, last minute. It really is.
Yes.
And I wrote it with Jesse Joe Dillon, Laura Veltz, and Jimmy Robbins.
Okay, terrible crew right there. I mean, only the best of Nashville.
I know, right? I think it was actually a day they were supposed to write with Maren, and then Maren had something come up, so they were like, Lacey, do you want to write? I was like,
yes.
Oh, okay.
That's a killer combo.
right. And so I walked into the room, and I had written with all of them before, but separately, never together. And I think it was the first time Jimmy wrote at his house. So this is like the first song written at Jimmy's house. And
okay, good one to start
with. Yeah, right. And so I walked in, and Laura had already been like, you know, thinking about the idea. And she said, Lacey, would you call yourself trash in a song? I was like, yeah, actually I would. So we just, we joked about it, and then we wrote it, and I really liked it. I liked how sassy it was. Mm. I liked how fun it was. And in the actual demo, the da-na-na-na, da-na-na-na-na was whistles.
Okay.
It was actually whistles, and it didn't have as much of a Latin vibe as it has now. And Jimmy Harnan, my guy at Big Machine, he was like, Lacey, you have Latin roots. He was, and my mom's half Mexican, so I'm a quarter. Mm-hmm. I tell everybody. And he was like, why don't we make this really like have a Latin vibe? And I loved the idea, and so we really went with it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I have to know, what is Katy Perry like in real life?
Oh my gosh, she's an angel.
She is so enlightened.
Oh my gosh, yes. Well, I didn't really get to spend a whole bunch of time with her on Idol. I got to see her, you know, after the shows, behind the scenes a little bit. But every time she would come up to me, look me in the eye, and just tell me something that would like completely, I'd be like thinking about it for days. Like, just
do you remember any of her gave me that she told
oh yeah
you?
She'd she be said? Like, well, I was still in the show, so when she told me this, it really related to the show. But she was like, do what you know needs to be done now, and then later on in your career you can do what you want.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's something to think about. And
yeah,
and you know, she would talk to me about my confidence, and just the fact that Katy Perry believed in me and wanted me to win was just like the craziest thing. Cause I remember dancing around my bedroom to Hot and Cold, you know?
Yeah. Yes. It's crazy. It's crazy when that crazy. All starts happening. That's why I'm like, this is so wild.
I know.
Who's the craziest person you've met?
Craziest?
Yeah. Like who, like what was like on my jaws on the ground. I'm just like trying to hold myself together. I can't believe I'm meeting
oh
this person.
Oh my gosh.
Or not crazy, but just like was the most like got you going. You
right. Know? Oh gosh. It's between Katy Perry and I would say, I don't know. I feel like Miranda Lambert walked past me. Didn't even know I was there, but walked past me at the CMAs, and I was like, my knees got weak. Like, oh my, I love her so much.
How does Katy Perry smell? She smells, I just feel like she'd smell really good.
I don't really remember, but she's beautiful. Like, she, I was never like super, super close to her, but I hugged her a couple times.
Yeah.
I think she smelled good.
I mean, I'm sure she would. I just wondering if it, like,
you smell good.
Oh, I sprayed for you. I put on a little Jo Malone this morning.
It smells amazing.
Thank you. Thank you. I put on makeup for you. I mean, normally I'm in. I really tried to like give you my best foot here, Lacey.
Well, you're gorgeous, so. Well,
thank you. Okay, so what can we be looking forward to you doing in the future? Where can we be finding you? Where are you touring? What's going on?
So I'm just doing a bunch of radio shows. I think this week I'll be in Charlotte, North Carolina, and Columbus, Ohio. And then have a bunch of those kind of lined up all over the states. And then,
have you gotten used to road life, like being gone all the time?
No, I just went on the road for like the first time last week. And so I hadn't checked a bag for like a 2-day trip. So I learned the hard way that
carry on.
I'm like, but how am I supposed to fit my spray tan in there?
I mean, priority. Yeah, Come on, let's be real here.
I know. So, yeah, I feel like I'm really going to get used to it this month and next month, but, I have Stagecoach next year.
That's a big one.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's like Coachella for country music.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
I know.
Who are you playing with? What big artist?
Carrie Underwood is the headliner tonight. But y'all are already
besties. So, I mean, you'll probably just be on our bus hanging out beforehand.
I wish.
Yeah, like chilling with kids and Mike Fisher. You know,
doing the thing. Holding her babies.
Yeah. You're like, Carrie, go take a break. I got your babies.
I love babies, so that's good with me.
Okay, so fun. That's awesome. Well, holy cow. You are just crushing it and doing it.
Oh, thank you.
Tell me what you've learned about life that you didn't know before this whirlwind experience. Like what?
Oh, gosh.
What have you learned about life, humanity, fame? What has like it clicked in your brain about all that?
I tell people this all the time. The biggest lesson for me was getting out of my small town. Even they're amazing. I love my hometown, but just getting out and getting to meet other people and being around other cultures, and it really opened my mind and my heart to a lot of things. And I think it's so important for people to, at least for a couple months, or just travel, meet other people that aren't from your hometown. Mm-hmm. 'Cause it just really, it changed my, you know, a way of thinking in a lot of ways. And, just really opened up my heart. And I've made so many friends and connections since then. And, I'm really grateful for the people I've met.
And tell me about like your relationship with God. 'Cause I feel like he is very present in your life.
I'm going to start crying.
Oh, good. Let it out.
Gosh. I remember, after my very first tryout in Houston, getting in my car, because they had said they'll call me back if I got, you know, onto the next round. And I remember I pulled into my parking spot at Sam Houston, where I was going to school, and I just like put my hands together and I just like prayed for like 20 minutes, like, God, like, I really want this. This is what I want my whole life. And I promise I will be like... Sorry, I never cry.
I love to cry. If I don't cry every day, it's not a good day.
I know, right?
Yeah. I mean, I got to let it out. That's beautiful.
Like, I'll promise I'll be a light for you. And just, if this is the path that you want me to take, please, you know, just give me a sign. And like, I really, really want it. And then it just like happened all like magically. And I just knew it was him, you know?
This is your mission. This is your purpose. Mm-hmm. This is your outlet to shine for God.
Right.
This is your talent that he gave you. This is like the moment for you to enjoy this talent in life, but also to use it for a higher purpose.
Right.
So that's a big mission of yours. To use it for a higher purpose.
Right. And you know, you kind of get lost in it sometimes.
Of course.
And
well, you're human. We're human.
Right. Right. And I've looked back, especially lately, and like, I don't pray as much as I did during those times. And, you know, and sometimes I get a little, you know, lost for what my purpose is. And just lately, I've been remembering and just feeling really grateful that I still have a good relationship with God, and that my mom, you know, she prays with me every single day. Like, she'll call me and be like, okay, we have to say our prayers. And I'm like, okay. She's the best.
I love your mom. Why do I want to cry about talking about your mom? Like, that's a good mama.
She is. She's a great mama.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. It's just like, I feel you on that. And it is easy to get kind of lost in all the mm-hmm. stuff because there's so much going on. There's so many people involved with your career now. It's so much more than your dream. You know?
It really is.
It's like a lot of people's business.
Right.
And
right.
So it becomes more pressure and it becomes more.
It does.
Like sometimes you lose that just pure connection because that's all you had in the beginning.
Right.
That's
all I had. Mm-hmm. It's so true. And I think about the same thing with songwriting. Like,
mm-hmm. Right. Because now you're writing with these hit songwriters and there's pressure and like and to like, get a single.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas before you just wrote.
Right. You just wrote what you wanted to say. And now it's, you know, I took a 3-month break off of writing because it was just, it got to the point where I was like, am I enjoying this still? You know, I've been doing it so much. I felt like I was a little burnt out on it. And I wasn't writing and feeling that like magical butterfly feeling afterwards. And I was like, I'm going to take a break. So I took the summer off and had my first write like a week or two ago. And it was just, I felt that those magical butterfly feelings all over again. It was just great. I needed that little break.
Good for you to listen to yourself, though. I feel like that is such the key to like really staying in your purpose, is listening to your intuition. Does your intuition guide you?
Oh my gosh, yes.
How does it speak to you?
It's just a feeling. And, you know, I talk to myself all the time in my head. So I feel like
does it stop you in your tracks if it's not supposed to be, if it's wrong? Do you feel
definitely
like nauseous or like weird? Like when you're like, when something's presenting itself in your life that isn't the right path for you, what does that feel like?
I feel like it's like a feeling in my body. Like it's just kind of negative and this doesn't need to happen. You need to really pause and think about it. Is this, you know, is this the way you should go? Is this what you need to be doing? And if it's not,
what does it feel like when it's right?
Oh my gosh. Magical. Like just
flows.
It's just easy. Yeah.
It's not that what you're doing is easy, because what you're doing is actually really hard.
Right.
Like being on American Idol and doing everything you're doing is really hard, but it flowed easy.
Yeah.
Definitely. That's how I go by it too. Like my body, now I'm so in tune with my body. My body like yells at me.
Oh
I'm
my god. Right,
it makes me feel like nauseous or like sick.
Do you meditate? Anxiety.
I need to. I need to meditate more because
I do too.
Calm myself down.
I do too. Yeah, but I just You, I feel like when I first met you, your energy was just like, I was like, I love this person. She's amazing.
Thank you. Well, I feel that way about you.
Thanks.
I feel something with you, Lacey, that is so, and like my word means nothing. It doesn't matter. But just coming from me, because here you are sitting with me, I feel something that is so special and different. And maybe it is your connection and purity to God, like that's like guiding you and that he's like really like in this walk with you. But like it feels very soulful and like you are just supposed to be doing this. You have something so unique and special.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're so good.
Thank
you. You're just so good. You sound like an angel.
Oh my gosh, thank you.
Okay, I'm gonna wrap up because I know you have other things to do, but like what is dreamy country? Because like, is that what you call yourself, dreamy country?
Yeah, so
I mean, I'm here for that.
Oh, thank
like, your photo shoot.
Whoa. Oh, they really did a great job of that.
I'm
it was
like dead.
Very dreamy.
Your racks of clothes and the things that you put on, I'm like absolutely on the floor dead.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, the purple dress. Did you see the purple dress? Yes.
The one that really got me, though, was that thing that was white and like went high up. And
oh,
like,
the feather?
Yes.
That was like one of my favorites. Couldn't take that home, but.
Oh, God, could not handle that.
Because
you were like couture, or I say that word wrong, couture, you know, couture. In the country, yeah. Which I love.
I know. That was a good little mixture. But when I first moved to town, I got asked a lot, what's your style of music? Like where? Because, you know, writers want to know like where you're going, you know, they don't want to just like help you write a song that's completely not you. So they would say like, what's your style of music and what's your genre in the country lane? And I just came up with dreamy country because I felt like it fit. And I know there's like dream pop out there, and I listened to a bit of that and I really like enjoyed it. And I was like, I wonder if I could do something with country with this. And I remember I told Nathan Chapman, my co-writer, first about the dreamy country thing. And he was like, I completely hear it. And he said, kind of like a Lana Del Rey meets country music. And I was like, that would be amazing. Yes. Yeah, that would. So,
with some Norah Jones, though.
Right.
And
right.
Stevie Nicks. I mean, I hear
I feel like influences. They're pretty dreamy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Time is a luxury for us, especially if you're a mom. That's why we need a skincare routine that's easy, fast, and gives us results. Plus, what if your products had thousands of five-star reviews, were natural and affordable? Well, say hello to Dime Beauty. Dime Beauty is clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Not sure where to start? I highly recommend the Work System. It's everything you need in one powerful package. Take out the guesswork with a proven routine that includes a gentle yet effective cleanser, a super skin toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers. See what everyone is raving about. From serum sets to the always sold-out retinol alternative TBT cream, you'll find your perfect skincare match. Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to DimeBeautyCO.com for 20% off with code GETDIME. That's Dime BeautyCO.com, code GETDIME for 20% off.
And even like your style, like your clothes, the way you sing, the way you present, like you are very dreamy country. It's like totally the right brand.
Thank you. That makes me feel good.
Is that hard to have to brand yourself, or is it just natural? Are you just following what feels natural?
I felt like I followed what felt natural, and I think that really helped a lot with me getting my record label deal. I that was the first thing I told them. I was like, this is what I am. I am dreamy country.
You already knew it.
Yep.
You had identified yourself.
And you could see they were all kind of like intrigued, like, okay, what is dreamy country? And so I think that it's really helped me, you know, in the Nashville to know who I was before really I moved here.
So true, because especially if you come off one of these shows and you have so much talent, but you haven't necessarily had the time to like figure out your sound or your style or your vibe.
Definitely.
Then you're on this time frame because, you know, you want to seize the day of this opportunity. And so you want to put music out. But a lot of times artists, I feel like, don't necessarily know what their sound is. So they start recording all these songs that really aren't true to them. And it can create a little chaos in like how they feel about their career.
Definitely.
It's not a match.
Chaos is the exact word for it. And, you know, I kind of went through that a little bit. Even though I called myself Dreamy Country, I would find myself writing a super pop, you know.
It's hard not to when you're in the Nashville songwriter system.
Right. But I know quickly that doesn't fit, you know?
Yes, you know your knowing your sound. That's with anything. Knowing who you are, knowing what feels right to you, knowing your how you feel connected to your talent. That's huge.
Yep.
And that's really all you need. Because if you just follow that, then like it's God leading you the whole time.
Yep. Definitely.
So much easier that
way. Yeah. Sometimes I'll be like, I'll write a song and be like, where did that come from? And then I'll be like, okay.
Right. Okay. Well, I have loved having you on.
Oh my gosh. I love being here. This is so fun.
I'm obsessed with you. I mean, don't worry. I'll keep it chill. But like, I really love you. I think you're amazing. I love your soul. I think you're stunningly beautiful. But you're even more like just beautiful and soulful on the inside. Your music. Truly, I think you are just a blessing to this earth. And I'm
happy
to have you in my life.
Oh my gosh. Thank you. I'm happy to have you in my life. This was the biggest blessing, honestly.
Aww.
This week, for sure. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks. We're going to do like a little footage later because you brought a guitar. So we're going to have to like record you doing some of that.
Yeah. I was like, should I bring this?
Yes. I always wrap up with Leave Your Light, which is basically, what do you want people to know? It's just super open-ended.
Anything
that just comes to mind.
I feel like I struggled with this back in, you know, through Idol, before Idol. I want people to know that they're worthy and that they're loved, and that, you know, that's something that I've just come to realize, you know, I'm like, do I deserve this? And then I'm like, I am worthy. I feel like I am worthy of this. And as long as I'm kind to others and good to others, I feel like, yeah, you're worthy. And I feel like everybody needs to know that.
You're amazing. Do you even have a temper ever? Do you ever get mad? You're so pure and like, you're the greatest human ever.
Oh, thank you.
Do you meditate every day? I need to start.
No, you know, my therapist told me.
Love therapy.
She's like,
up to my elbows. It's the best.
This is one thing that intrigued me. She was like, monks, like they meditate all the time and they, you know, they don't age as fast as the rest of the population. Yeah.
Not meditating stress.
Like even in like, they've done like, you know, research on it. There's something in their brains that doesn't age either. It's crazy.
I believe that actually.
I do too.
I totally
believe like, I need that. To start meditating more.
We get so lost in all this stuff in life that actually doesn't matter at all.
I know.
But it consumes your whole thoughts. It makes you in a whirlwind, tailspin. Like you feel stressed out that you have to get it done. But really like no one even knows.
Right. Yeah, right.
That you're doing it besides your head who's going crazy.
Exactly. And I think meditating really helps.
And it slows it down. Lets anxiety. You take a breath. Like not get wrapped up in the immediate anxiety of the worldly pressures.
Completely. Yeah. I think, me and you both. Me and
you're onto it. Yes. You're onto it. Well, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.
Everyone
for
needs to go
me.
Check out your music. If you're on tour near anyone who's listening to this podcast, you need to go watch Lindsay. I mean, you are just absolutely incredible. And I am so honored that you came on my podcast today.
Oh
so
my gosh. You. I'm honored to be here. Thank you.
Thank you for joining. Okay. Bye. We forgot one very, very, very important fact. So we had ended this podcast, but we come back for your viewing, listening pleasure because her manager, Rachel, is like, you didn't talk about Keith. And I'm like, who's Keith? Urban. What?
Yeah, he's playing guitar on Treasure. Yeah, I don't even know how I forgot. I think I was just, everywhere.
What is he like? Did you get to be with him?
I haven't got to meet him yet. But
how did he get on the song?
So Jimmy Harnon sent. He used to work with him back in his Capitol days. Jimmy. He tells the story all the time.
Magic.
I know, right?
Yes.
He sent him my music, and then the next day he said he got a text from Keith that said, "Yo, Jimmy." And Jimmy said, "Yo, Keith." And he said, I think he said something like, "She's got swagger. She's the real deal. I'd love to be a part of this in any way I can." And I was just like, he texted me that and told me while I was in Target shopping. And I about fell out in the middle of the aisle. I was like, what? Keith Urban wants to play on my song? That's insane.
What do you do with those feelings?
I don't even know. I remember I told my mom, I called my mom and I was like, can you believe this? Like, Keith Urban wants to be a part of my record. Like, as a new artist, like that, I feel like that
he's
was
he's a champion, though. When he sees really talent, is. He is a champion for new artists. He's got a very, like, definitely. Giving heart towards wanting
he really
the next
does.
Generation to come up and have opportunities.
He does. He's so supportive. And he's so freaking talented.
And sexy. And I'm also so attracted to Nicole Kidman. I mean, everything she plays, I'm like, how are you actually on this earth? Like, you're so beyond supernatural.
I know. Her hair. She's
everything.
She's dreamy.
The way that she acts and like these roles, I'm like, how are you a human?
I know.
Keith and Nicole together. And then she's always like swaying and dancing at him when he's performing. I'm like, okay.
I saw a card at this little boutique shop and it had a picture of Nicole Kidman on it. And it said, are you Kidman me? And I was like, this is going to be my thank you note to Keith.
You have to do that.
I know. I have to do it.
Oh my God,
I have to do it.
You have to do that.
I
that was
to.
Made for this moment.
For sure. For sure.
Okay. Well, that was just the last little thing that we had to mention. So, bye for real.
Bye.
Okay. This is really something. We have forgotten to talk about Charles. I'm like, who the heck is Charles?
Charles Kelly.
Charles Kelly is also on your collection.
He is amazing. I remember seeing him in 2013. I went to the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo and got to watch him and Lady A perform. And I was just like so inspired. And then I got to write with him like a year ago. and crazy.
What song is he on?
Broken Heart Still Beats.
And he wrote that with you?
Yes, yes.
And he sings it with you?
Yes. He's so sweet. God, I know.
You're like totally living all your dreams, like with all the coolest, best people.
I feel so lucky. I feel so lucky to have these people like on board on my very first project to release. It's like a weird feeling, but just to know that they like support me, they believe in me that much to put their name, you know, out there on my project is just insane.
Oh, this is going all the way, Lacey. Like, aww. Yeah, I'm excited. I got in on this interview before. You don't have time for me. This is really fun.
Always have time for you.
Okay, Charles and Keith, love you. Are we think anyone else?
No.
Is Katy Perry on the collection?
No, I wish.
Okay, is Lionel Richie?
No.
Okay, and Luke Bryan. I'm surprised Luke didn't do something.
Oh my gosh,
that'll happen
soon. Yeah, maybe. I hope.
Okay. Okay. All right. Bye for real.
Bye.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.